welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, September 27th, 2019. Let's dive on in to YouTube. Last week we told you that YouTube was going to overhaul their verification system. That caused a lot of backlash because a lot of people that are currently verified, a lot of channels that are currently verified, were going to lose their verification due to the changes. The outcry caused YouTube CEO to apologize and YouTube to change how they're going to overhaul the verification system. Anyone who is currently verified, any channel that is currently verified, will stay verified. And any channel that gets 100,000 or more subscribers can apply for verifications in the future. However, YouTube says that channels will need to be authentic. I'm not entirely sure what that means. You might want to check into that if you feel that your channel is inauthentic before you apply for verification. Social media brand Jelly Smack, which runs channels like Gameology, want you to partner with them and give them your YouTube content. If you do this, Jelly Smack says they'll take something like a 10-minute YouTube video and shrink it down into a 3-minute video for your Facebook page. They also claim that they can grow your Facebook audience. It's a little odd because the announcement about this on TechCrunch said that Jelly Smack was actually only going to focus on YouTube and Snapchat. I'm not sure if that means they are going to take content from YouTube and Snapchat creators and turn it into Facebook content to help grow an audience. There's also probably some sort of revenue sharing or some other way that you're paying Jelly Smack money when, if you're a YouTube creator, you could probably do this on your own. Go ahead and check it out if you're interested in having somebody help you, though. Jelly Smack seems to be a company willing to jump in and partner up with you. Now let's dive in to Google. Google Ads added new YouTube ad options this week, including one called Home Feed Ads, which will allow video ads to appear in the home screen feed on the YouTube application. They also added a new type of campaign called Video Reach Campaigns. In this new campaign type, Google says that you can add just a bunch of video ads designed for YouTube and allow Google to use their machine learning software to decide where to place them on the YouTube website. Of course, if you trust Google's completely, definitely not biased system to do that for you. Anyone who's been in PPC has probably experimented with this in the past with different types of Google ads. It's worth an experiment to see if it can save you some time and some energy and give you the same or better results. But please make sure you pay attention to it and that you optimize accordingly. Google Ads now allows conversion tracking to be set up when you are setting up your campaign. Up until now, you had to actually create the campaign and then go set up your conversion tracking. Smart bidding in Google Ads now supports the in-store visits optimization. Google Ads updated the layout of call-only ads, and it's leading to an increase in phone calls for campaigns that use call-only ads. Google Ads keyword recommendations will now only recommend keywords if it believes those keywords will drive traffic in addition to the keywords currently in your campaign. Google Search is now giving webmasters and SEOs more control over featured snippets. This is important because since 2013, Google has been called the world's largest scraper, taking content from websites and displaying it at the top of search results, frequently pushing down links in the search results and resulting in as much as 61.94% of zero-click searches, meaning that people performed a search but never clicked to visit a website. The new controls allow webmasters to tell Google to not allow a featured snippet from a page. They also allow them to control the length of the featured snippet that Google decides to display. I've been talking about featured snippets and the lack of control Google gives us over featured snippets on my blog for several years. I really like these new changes and the new meta tags that Google is giving us. I'm only concerned about one thing, and that is, will Google use this information in their ranking algorithm? For example, if currently a document is ranking number one in Google and has a featured snippet, but adds the meta tag to tell Google that they don't want a featured snippet, will Google then reduce their rankings in favor of a document that allows featured snippets? Google did not tell us in their announcement about these new meta tags and these new ways of managing featured snippets. I'm really interested to see what happens, and I hope my fellow SEOs join me in doing research to figure out exactly how Google is using this information in their ranking algorithm, if they're using it at all. Google announced that they would be rolling out a broad core search update this week. It is on its way. SEOs are noticing major swings up and down, so you may want to check your analytics and see how your traffic is handling this new update from Google. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about Google's new way of treating nofollow links, that they would be moving towards a future where nofollow is no longer a strict rule, but more of a hint. One of the questions about this was, how would Google treat any internal nofollow links? We have an answer now. Google says that they will continue to treat internal nofollow links as a strict rule, not as a hint. Google Search Console announced that they are now reporting data inside of the tool much faster. In some cases, they are going to report that performance data the same day. This should make doing SEO tasks and seeing the results from those SEO tasks a lot more efficient. Google's Webmaster Tools team launched a new video recap series called Google Search News. It looks like they're going to be publishing these videos once a month. So if you haven't yet, head over and subscribe to the Google Webmasters YouTube channel. Hi, John. Google My Business now has a tool that will allow you to tell if your business is currently verified on the Google My Business platform. Check that link below because I can't really say it. So just go down into the comments below and it'll be under Google. Now over to Facebook. Confirmed they are working on AR glasses, which will be released in the next few years. As the FTC's investigation into Facebook's potential antitrust activity continues, they're interviewing Facebook competitors. One of those competitors, Snap Inc., came prepared with a dossier of information they have called Project Voldemort. In this dossier, Snapchat includes a conversation their founder and CEO had with Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, in which their founder and CEO claims Mark threatened to copy and shut down their business if he didn't sell to Facebook for the price that Mark demanded. In Instagram news, Vox has a really great article describing how direct-to-consumer pharmaceuticals are advertising on Instagram and getting around Instagram's ban on pharmaceutical advertising. Over on Snapchat, the platform claims that their new original video series, Endless Summer, has more viewers than the Game of Thrones finale. A very, 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 very small study of about 6 social media marketing agencies shows that Snapchat video ads are now taking about 20% of those agencies' ad spend on behalf of clients. Snapchat this week increased the maximum video ad duration from 10 seconds to a whopping 3 minutes. No one knows how users on Snapchat are going to react to this, but it may be worth an experiment. Pinterest is rolling out a new design for business pages. They are also releasing a new ad format called Shop the Look. Twitter started a crackdown on financial scams that use the service this week. If you're a financial services company, you may get swept up in this, so just pay close attention to your Twitter ads and your Twitter posts. And if anything happens, reach out to Twitter support to try to get out of this crackdown. Bonus round! Uber unveiled a new version of the app this week and said they want to become an operating system for your everyday life. Yahoo has yet again a new logo and has teased new features and tools coming soon. Could it be that Verizon is actually going to try and do something with Yahoo and Oath? We'll see. A research study by Trustpilot showed that 93.4% of consumers read online reviews by other customers before making a purchase online from a brand they are unaware of. The Washington Post, owned by Amazon's Jeff Bezos, released a new advertising network this week for premium content only. And the best part is the name of the network. It's called Zeus Prime. A survey of 1,500 social media users by Publicis Media discovered that 81% of Twitter users use the site to keep up with the world around them, 74% of Facebook users use the website to keep up with their friends and family, 67% of Instagram users use the app to keep up with the latest trends, and finally, 54% of YouTube users use the video platform to learn more about their passions and their hobbies. It turns out that Disney almost purchased Twitter many, many years ago, but declined at the last minute because of the toxicity on the platform. SEO tool provider BrightEdge released a new tool this week they claim can automate numerous SEO tasks, making many, many SEO jobs redundant and possibly obsolete. We'll see if it works. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for listening to this video and for subscribing wherever you get your podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or I missed a news story, please head on over to joeyoungblood.com, click on the contact link, and send me a message. Until next time.